I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With a love for the underdog, many treat me like the wonderful. Ain't the favorite on your undercard, the loudest under God. So don't make me get the involved.
Antonio Anderson is one of the all-time winningest players at the University of Memphis. He's a Memphis legend, and he's the head coach with the state champion Lynn English basketball team. He joins us now. Antonio, what's up, man? Congratulations.
What's up, man? Thank you.
The first title, if I'm reading it right, for Lynn English High School in 80 years.
Yep.
That's a long time, man. It's a long time to go without a state championship, bro.
Yeah, man. It's been a while, man. The city, it's been a long time. I mean, especially at the school. So it's good to finally get that back going out here, man. My hometown where I'm from.
What was that crowd like afterwards?
Oh, it was bananas. It was awesome, man. It was a thrill. Brings you back to the happiness from when I played, you know. See the city come together, support those boys. It was unreal.
What's the rebuild there? I mean, when you got, give us a little bit of a background when you got the job. I mean, did you know? I mean, obviously you have to know, right? I mean, it's been, you know, at that time whenever you took the job, 75, 76 years since they've won a state championship. Did you realize the undertaking it was going to be when you took the job?
Oh yeah, definitely. In my hometown, the high school I coach at now, I went to for 1 year before transferring to a school on the other side of town, mm-hmm. Which I won two state titles in high school playing. But the high school that I coach at, having won the basketball state championship in almost, like I said, 80 years. When I took the job, I knew, like, it's one of the bigger schools in the city. It was about putting the kids, giving them a little structure, putting them under the right tutelage a little bit, and getting the best out of the kids basketball wise, man, to get them to understand, like, they're able to reach their potential if they work at it. So for me, being able to win a championship in my second year is a great feeling, man. And to return four starters, we only graduate one starter, so we got a chance to make some noise again next year.
Tone, I got to ask you, you know, a lot of the great coaches, when you talk to them and you talk to them about when they got into it, they say, you know, once I started coaching and dealing with kids and seeing the growth, that's when I got hooked. Are you hooked? Is this something now that you feel like, I mean, obviously we know you're doing it and you're enjoying it. We've talked to you since you've been up there. But this is this a passion for you now where you could see yourself in these next couple of decades doing this, whether it's at this level, the college level, I'm imagining?
Oh, man, maybe, hopefully one day. I think it's an opportunity to present itself. Yeah. You know, it'll definitely be something to look forward to. You know, I think I will have to take consideration my family, you know, for my children and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, but it's definitely something that everybody dreams of. You know, I love coaching, man. I love bringing that passion that I play with to these kids, you know, get them fired up and just get them to play with no worries, man. Play as hard as they can. And I think my kids understand how hard I go for them. So I think, you know, when they play, my group will run through a wall for me. So, you know, it's a huge feeling to be able to get these kids to embrace that, man, and leave it all on the floor.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis legend Antonio Anderson. Just led his team there at Lynn High School to a state championship for the first time in 80 years. So a tremendous accomplishment for you. When you look at Memphis, I mean, obviously they did not get to the NCAA tournament like they'd wanted to. Go down on Saturday to Houston in the semifinals. What did you make from what you were able to see, you know, of Penny Hardaway's first year and that team that he put together?
Oh, man, it's been going well. You know, I think the games he lost, you know, maybe a little one or two, they've been in all the games. You know what I mean? I think the way they played in the conference tournament, the way they fought back against the top 10 team against, like in Houston, should carry them over in the NIT. I think, you know what I mean, it's good for those kids to kind of get a taste of postseason play. You know, it's not the NCAA tournament, but at the end of the day, you're still playing. And I think for Penny, just gets him more and more confidence, more and more games under his belt. To win next year, he brings in a juggernaut of players, man, guys who can help change the program around. So I think it'll make the transition a lot easier for those guys like Wiseman and Jeffries and those guys coming in to play for him. Now that Penny sees how all those coaches in the country are coaching and like some of the coaches in his league, so he'll be able to pick people apart.
Do you see it? The feeling in your gut right now. I mean, when you were here, Tone, that's when it was at its peak, right? And for that string, we've never seen anything like it. I'm not saying getting back to that, Tone, because I'm not sure this program could ever get back to that level of dominance. But do you see it, you know, whether it's top 25, you know, perennially and again, and you're back in that, do you see them always in the mix again with Penny Hardaway now in the hit spot?
Oh, I do. You know, I think you look at, I was watching things yesterday, you see, like, the Cincinnati's and UCF's and teams like that get in the tournament. And, you know, just to see how close we were with Penny just getting these guys in 1 year. So, you know, he's bringing in talent level to mix with some of the guys that are already there. My guy Jeremiah's leaving, but, other than that, I think he'll be okay, man. I think he's getting the group of kids that he knows fits his system well. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll be fine. I think by next year, for sure, we definitely should be a top 25 team. We'll be able to beat majority of the top teams that we play on the schedule next year, for sure.
You mentioned Jeremiah. I mean, how crazy is it, Antonio, that now that it's all, you know, coming to an end, he's actually going to finish higher on the all-time scoring list than Chris Douglas Roberts?
You know what? That's awesome, man. I think when Jeremiah, man, he deserves it. You know, at the end of the day, when everything, all the stuff was going on, coaches leaving here and there, he stuck with it. Took his losses like a man. You know, last time I was out there, I spoke to him and just told him how grateful I am as a former player to see him representing the uniform like he has. The passion on like Chris is huge, man. And on Chris's defense, my guy only played 3 years. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a huge accomplishment because, you know, that's the one thing Chris would say. But at the end of the day, man, whether it's 3 years, 2 years, the kid played 4 years, man, and he's done a hell of a job. I think you got to give credit to Jeremiah for some of that. He took a load on the last 2 years. His first 2 years, he really wasn't scoring as much, so you got to give him credit. In these last 2 years, man, a huge chunk of his points came within those last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Tone, I got to ask you, how good is this Alonzo Linton kid that you got? That's 6'5", I think he's 2019, had a big game for you in this championship game. I think he had 27 for you. How good is Alonzo Linton?
Oh, the kid is good, man. The kid is good. He's actually, man, he had a bunch of Division IIs on him and some low D1s, but he's choosing to go to junior college. He's going down to Lee Junior College in Houston, Texas. He's a freak athlete, man, can score it. You know, just got to tighten up his hand a little bit, jumper a little bit. Should get a shot mid-major-wise, for sure.
Dig that. Well, Tone, man,
congratulations. Man.
That's an awesome thing you did over the weekend. Congratulations to you and your team, man.
I can't hear you.
So just congratulations to you and your team over the weekend, man. That was a hell of a thing you did over the weekend for sure. First title in 80 years. So congratulations to you and your team.
Man, I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. He is Antonio Anderson, Memphis legend. Always appreciate his time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.